This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics, and happy Tuesday. I am looking around the studio right now, and I can see that none of us look rested at all.
No. No, my voice is shot. I'm still tired.
We managed to cram so much into a three-day weekend.
I feel like I've been gone for a month, and I haven't seen you guys for a month, but I saw you guys all weekend, practically.
And we pretty much lived an entire month over the weekend.
Yes.
It was a lot.
So much fun.
But it's good to be back. We've got so much to get to today, everything from Metallica to Bumbershoot to Sarah had her housewarming party, which is just moving from the downstairs to the upstairs warming party. But we've got to get to all of it throughout the day today. But first, we've got to inform our Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law, and today is National Baby Back Ribs Day.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby
that,
back.
That's
baby
the
back.
First thing I thought of. I don't know if Danny and Sarah really are in the loop for that, though.
Oh, yeah, we were.
Okay.
Chili's, of course.
Chili's. All right, I'm going to take you back to 1998. You might not remember this.
Okay.
This commercial might have been the ultimate acid trip by whoever decided to create this for Chili's. Do you remember when they had two, like, animated characters that were chili peppers, and they were DJs?
Oh,
no.
I don't know if I do remember that. Jog my memory, Steve.
Well, they got a phone call, and they decided to handle that phone call on the radio this way.
Hey, man, my girl left me. Could you send out a tune?
I want my baby back, baby back.
Chili, baby back ribs. Chili, baby back ribs.
I got my baby back ribs.
Because nothing helps a heartbroken person more than some good barbecue sauce.
Right?
It's the weirdest. It's on YouTube. If you see it, it's just like, what the hell were they smoking back in the late 90s?
Magical times.
Yes, some very magical times. What was not magical? I mean, the Seahawks are about to start the season.
Yay!
That's exciting. The Mariners, what the F is going on, man? They lost to the Oakland A's yesterday 5-4 thanks to a walk-off home run by one of the dudes for the Oakland A's, Shea Lenton. Langoliers, whatever the hell his name is. I don't even care. But now the Mariners have lost three straight games. That's not good. They're now six games out of first place. That's also not good. And they play Oakland again today. And hopefully that is good because we need to get some wins, man.
Let's talk about the Seahawks instead, okay? We're getting underway with a new era. Rookie head coach Mike McDonald is getting us all fired up. And you know what's making me very happy is knowing that we are wearing the throwback jerseys in our season opener against the Denver Broncos this Sunday. These are the ones that have the classic silver helmet. They've got the royal blue, and they call it apple green on the jerseys with the silver pants. And I am so excited. I think we should wear them more, not less.
See, that was my first thought. And I think they might be doing it as a nod to like the old AFC rivalry between the Seahawks and the Denver Broncos. And that was the jerseys that they were wearing. But you're starting the season off with the throwbacks. Just make them your permanent jersey.
I think everybody would be okay with that.
And I do like their actual jerseys. Make those now the throwbacks. We're going to throw it back to last year.
Let's go.
All right. Speaking of the Seahawks, Bobby Wagner, he's got a new business. Has nothing to do with pummeling people on the field. It has everything to do with cookies. Crumble cookies. He just bought himself a crumble cookie store. They opened up at Renton Landing, and I believe it opened on Friday, if I remember correctly. I saw him put up like a post saying, hey, everybody come out. I got the new one. So, you know, I slid into his DMs, but just like Geno Smith.
They wrote me off. I ain't right back, though. That's the problem. I ain't right back. Let's go.
He didn't write me back.
You slid into his DMs?
Yeah. I was like, you know what? You want to talk about cookies? I never bothered a Seahawks player via like a slide into the DMs, but I'm like, he's trying to sell these crumble cookies. We love crumble cookies. Let's get you on the radio to talk about them.
You know, you're a big hockey fan. What was it? Wayne Gretzky said you miss 100% of the shots you don't take or something
exactly.
Along those lines. Way to shoot your shot, Steve.
It's still on unread. I don't think he'll ever read it.
We'll keep our fingers crossed.
Will we?
There's a 46-year-old man who allegedly attempted an unusual sales tactic at a Florida Keys strip mall. The suspect, his name is Stephen Dexter Bennett.
Which already sounds suspicious when you have Dexter in your name.
He was reportedly yelling at shoppers trying to sell them meth. And a spokesperson for the Monroe County Sheriff's Office also said that he threw a beer bottle at one man. According to the Sheriff's Office, deputies ended up finding 15 grams of meth on this man, along with a scale, pipes, and a machete.
Nice.
Because you might need that. He has been charged with meth trafficking and disorderly conduct, among other charges.
We did it wrong. You employ the Girl Scouts to sell your meth. Isn't that what we do? No? Okay. Hey, as far as weather, we're hitting a high of 74 degrees. It's going to be sunny later today. It's going to be a nice day. That is the DMV, and that's what's up.
We were at the Metallica show over the weekend, and we met so many incredible rockaholics while we were there.
Dude, before this show even started, I don't even know how many rockaholics we met, but everybody couldn't be more awesome and more fired up for the Metallica show.
It was like one giant KISW metal party.
It was awesome.
But we met some serious metal fans. However, we wanted to ask them something that makes them un-metal. We're going to find out what they said at 6:20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It was an absolute blast at Metallica over the weekend, and we were very excited to meet so many wonderful rockaholics, and it led us to want to ask said rockaholics a very simple question.
It was funny when we were talking to some of the rockaholics. A few of them did end up like singing this song when I said, hey, would you mind doing a simple question with us. I wish I was recording at the time because they're all like, you mean 206-803 Rock? It's like, yes. Yes, we've created a new hit song.
It's a real toe tapper.
Thank you, robots.
So we asked all of the metalheads that we met, what is the most unmetal thing you are into? And we got some pretty amazing responses.
So many great rockaholics, and here's a few of them.
Taryn?
Hello, Steve.
We have some new friends.
We have new friends, and they are fired up for Metallica. And I think it's important that we ask them a very important question.
It's a very simple question. We're at a metal show, but what is the least metal thing that you're into? That you're kind of embarrassed about it?
I make puppets.
No! Can you make puppets of us?
I was a little excited about this
guy. You were very excited.
Yeah, I was very happy to meet him. He made my entire day.
So I play D&D a lot, and I started making puppets of the characters that we're actually playing with. It's just another way to kind of act it out that seems a little bit less stressful.
To be fair, Metallica has a song called Master of Puppets, so that might actually be the most metal thing that you do.
Could we commission you to make the Daily Mix puppets?
I don't know if I'm that good, but I definitely try to make you some.
You just want to do a puppet show.
100%.
You would have to pay people to come to those shows.
Hey, watch it. The Daily Mix puppet show would... Okay, maybe three people would come.
So I guess that's the least metal thing that I'm into as well. We're puppet guys. All right, what about you?
I watch rom-coms with a wife.
We like okay.
What's your favorite, though? The one recently.
I get excited about puppets. Danny gets excited about rom-coms.
Oh, no.
We are so metal.
The one recently with Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell. Anybody but you?
Yeah.
Or anyone but you?
Do you end up watching Hallmark movies, too?
No, I draw the line there.
I don't. I have watched a few. But, I mean, we got to see what Mario Lopez is up to these days.
Sure. Saved by the Bell. That's all I know.
So Danny's shading me because I don't say Mario.
Mario
Lopez. I was like, who's Mario? You know what? I'm going to eat my carne asada over here.
Your Brooklyn is showing, Steve.
It is, a little bit. Just a tad.
So who are we here with?
Oh, my gosh. What are your names again?
It's Brandon.
Cindy.
All right. I have a question. Simple question for you guys. We're at a metal show. Clearly, you guys are metal fans. What is the least metal thing that you're into? That you're kind of embarrassed, but you got something.
For some reason, it's the jean jackets.
Yeah.
What? That's it?
Okay. Yeah,
jean jackets, which are, to be fair, pretty metal.
I call them out on that because I'm like, every kid that grew up liking metal had a denim jacket with a back patch on the back.
Think about Cliff Burton's look when he was still with us. Head to toe, denim.
Every metalhead was wearing denim jackets.
Especially even at that show.
Yes.
There were so many that I was like watching people walk by in denim jackets as he sang this.
Dude, walking the Lumen Field felt like we took a time, we went back in time to like 1987. It was awesome. There were so many long hair headbangers just walking the streets of Seattle.
That was a wonderful day.
But that is metal culture, jean jackets. It's not unmetal. Like, if you were into, like, a members-only jacket, then, yeah, that's a little... I'd still like it.
I guess.
All right, so we've been making new friends, but apparently we have some old friends of yours.
Well, this is my really good friend, Teresa, and she just introduced me to her friend, Miranda, and we thought, you know what, we should probably ask these ladies a simple question.
All right, one simple question before we ask the simple question. Teresa, if you had one sentence to describe Taryn Daly, how would you describe Taryn Daly, since you've known her for as long as you have?
She is one of the best, most fun rock and roll girls I've ever met.
That's way too nice. I'm going to edit all of that out.
By the way, I paid her big money to say that.
Okay. All right, so what's the simple question?
The simple question is this, ladies. What is the least metal thing that you are into?
Rap music.
You like rap? Who's your favorite rapper?
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg. Have you heard the Snoop Dogg covering Sad But True?
Yes.
It's amazing.
Yes, it's awesome.
And if you haven't heard it... Yeah, I don't think Snoop remembers exactly what was said right there. He's like, I don't know anymore.
You guys sing it.
You take over.
What's your name?
My name's Todd, and that's my wife, Carla.
Hey, what's up, question for both of you. We're here at the Ultimate Metal.
What is going on over here? We even, do you have like one drink at this point?
One drink. Just getting real excited.
You are all loosened up.
Hey,
up,
question for both of you. We're here at the Ultimate Metal Show, Metallica. You got the Metallica shirt. Obviously, you're a rocker. What is the least metal thing that you're into that you're a little embarrassed to admit?
Wait.
Riding scooters.
Oh, yeah. No, it's metal.
We have electric scooters that he bought.
me and surprise me on our anniversary.
So how long have you been into riding scooters?
Well, it's funny because we came here. Okay, we came here last time to see Timberlake.
Oh my god! That also is very unmetal.
Very unmetal, correct?
Puts on a great show.
So awesome show. So we had our daughters with us, and we were trying to, you know, find the best way to get around town, and we all wanted to get on scooters except for this one.
I was terrified, so I rode a bike for like 2 days. It was terrible.
But now you're hooked.
And then they yelled at me and freaked out on me and made me get on a scooter, and I can't get off now. I drive scooters.
They're currently on a scooter, right?
It took everything in my power not to say something really inappropriate. I did not have a drink at that point. So maybe if I had like Taryn Daly one drink in, I might have said something completely wrong.
I drive scooters.
They're currently on a scooter right now at the Metallica.
I've been terrified of scooters forever, and so now you guys are giving me a little bit of motivation to try again.
It's fun.
All right.
You should try.
I'm going to be less afraid now.
Okay, good luck.
I saw a lot of people on those scooters on the way back to the station after the Metallica show.
I cannot, one drink Taryn would not be very good on one of those, but more than one drink Taryn would be terrible on one of those.
We saw a lot of more than one drink Metallica fans trying to get by in the streets of Seattle. And I think we almost got, it was me, George, Sarah's husband, and Sarah, of course, walking back to the station. And it was just like, what the hell is going on, man?
Craziness. Well, we did hear from those at the Metallica show, so now we want to hear from you, Rockaholics. 206-803-ROCK. The same simple question to you. What is the most unmetal thing that you are into? Give us a call now. 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Smashing Pumpkins.
The Daily Mix Show.
What is the most unmetal thing that you are into? 206-803-ROCK. Jeannie is on Marrowstone Island, and what is the unmetal thing about you?
I collect dolls.
Nice. What kind of dolls?
Yeah.
All kinds of dolls. Madame Alexander, Toner, Barbie.
What about
every kind of doll?
What about the American? What is the American girls?
American Girl dolls.
Those sound expensive. At least when my wife tells us about it. I like the Target version. Cheaper.
They're too big. I have very limited space.
What is the most expensive doll you have?
Right now, it's a she's a Toner. And she's worth about $1,200.
Whoa!
Gee, that's amazing.
That's a great hobby. Katie's at JBLM. What is your unmetal collection?
I have two. I love to sing classical music, and I play Pokemon Go.
Okay, can you give us a little classical music riff?
No, because I am so not warmed up.
What about a Pokemon Go riff? That's awesome.
You know, it's my husband's fault I got started, and we've traveled all over the United States and played, and we have a great time.
And I never got caught up in it, but I mean, I thought it was fascinating how people were just like walking around finding all these. Is it still a thing? Like, are you still running into people that are like, you know, finding like, what is it, like the gyms and different things along those lines?
All the time. I have friends that says we've made friends since we started playing, and we gather in downtown Puyallup and play at the park, or I've traveled to Chicago, San Diego, San Francisco, and we in New York, and we just run into random people wherever we go playing, and it's kind of fun.
It's a good icebreaker.
Absolutely.
Yeah. One texter, 206-803-ROCK, brought up a great point. You know, Metallica's James Hetfield could probably call in on this topic because he's a beekeeper.
That's right.
That's one of my favorite interviews. I think he did it with, I think it was with Joe Rogan. And a good chunk of the interview was just them talking about James Hetfield beekeeping.
I love it.
It was interesting, yeah.
Aiden and Sultan, what is the unmetal thing that you are into?
Me and my buddies, we like to listen to rap music, but more specifically 90s rap.
Yeah.
But to be honest, I grew up listening to you guys. I'm 21 years old, so I don't even know any rapper's name.
That's funny. So that's random. I was thinking, oh, you must be in like his 40s if you didn't say like 90s rap. But so you're in your 20s and you fell in love with 90s rap.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite?
Probably like, I think his name's Nate Dogg.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You're making all of us feel old. You're like, I think his name is Nate Dogg. Like, yeah, it is.
Joe Dredd in Seattle, what is the unmetal thing that you enjoy?
Well, good morning, guys. You know, and yeah, it is very unmetal, but it takes me back to my younger days. But I really like yacht rock, and I'm talking more than just Steely Dan and Michael McDonald. I like Little River Band.
Christopher Cross.
Christopher Cross,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think that you're that when you do your Kiss tribute, Almost Human, that you should do just throw in like a Yacht Rock cover, just, you know, catch everyone off guard.
Oh, yeah. You know what? You're going to have to convince the other guys to do that. I think it would be fine. Yeah, but I need help on that one.
You got it, Joe Dredd.
Yeah, and someone had texted and said, I was awesome to finally meet you guys all on Friday night. The least metal thing for me is my music choices. I listen to everything from oldies, Frank Sinatra, Yacht Rock as well, country rap, and of course, Metallica.
Yeah, a little bit of everything. Now, while we were at the Metallica show, unbeknownst to us, Danny and Sarah were talking to a rockaholic who apparently has a favorite part about Beat Migs.
Sarah, who are we
with? I'm with Ray.
So what did you just tell her?
Oh, I was just talking about how it's great to see her get on Migs because he thinks he's so smart with the Beat Migs.
And he's not.
Yeah, I love when he loses. It's actually the highlight of the show, honestly.
Right? And then when I give him for it because Taryn's always so nice and positive and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, Steve, you're stupid.
See, they're crapping on both you and me behind our backs. And then sending us the audio, so I guess it's really not behind our backs.
Especially with his overconfident theme song before the whole competition, too.
Come on.
Just because he's a big-time wrestler? Yeah. Come on.
More little time, if anything, at best.
He might body slam you guys, though.
Thank you, Danny.
We could body slam him.
Well, what was that belt he won? The Czech belt or whatever it was?
I mean, he made that. He didn't win anything.
That's how. All right, now screw you, Danny. I didn't make it. My friend Tom made it for me. Oh. I had to pay him for it, though.
Oh, he won it. He made it.
And then he got unverified.
I did.
I think his mom bedazzled it for him, too.
Oh, man.
Savage.
Getting spicy over there.
I know. The hatred is real.
Well, Migs, let's do a quick recap. Your record is 241 wins, 71 losses, and 41 ties in 2024.
Well, whoever's up next, they got to feel the wrath because I'm going to take out my anger towards Ray on them.
Oh, boy. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 650.
The Daily Migs Show. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.